Soon those pumpkin stands throughout the region will give way to Christmas trees. You can pick one up on the way home from work. But many members of the armed forces and their families are stationed in remote areas or otherwise might not be able to obtain one. The one decoration that best marks the season. Well, that's where Trees for Troops and the Christmas Spirit Foundation come in. Joining me with what they do and how they do it, Trees for Troops Chairman Dick Darling. Mr. Darling, good to have you on.
Thank you.
Tell us about this program.
This is our 12th year that we've done the Trees for Troops, which is basically part of Christmas Spirit Foundation, which is part of the National Christmas Tree Association. And the last 11 years, we have shipped 178,000 trees around the world to soldiers and their families. We've got probably close to 16,000 trees lined up this year for shipping to about 65 bases in the U.S. and numerous reserve units. Now, these are all branches of the service, not just the Army or whatever. Actually, tomorrow, I think we're shipping 200 trees by FedEx to Guam, and that'll be our kickoff for 2016.
And what about those stationed in places like Afghanistan or fighting ISIS or in Iraq, the really rough places?
Well, we do some of that privately, but I don't know the exact reason why FedEx doesn't want to go in there. We have shipped there previously, but this year we're not shipping in there. I don't know if it's a restriction thing with the government or FedEx or whatever, but for this year, we're shipping to Guam, okay?
And where do the trees come from, and how are they paid for?
All right. The load that's going to Guam are coming from the president of National Christmas Tree Growers, Tom Dahl, from Dahl Christmas Tree Farm in Indiana. Part of them are probably from his farm and then surrounding farms and donations. Now, New York State, my wife and I pretty much run our program here in New York State, and we shipped about 1,400 last year from the state, and this year we're going to be up about 300, so we're going to be probably shipping 1,700. And the way we do it, we've got about 100 in New York, I'm saying, about 140 participants that are donating trees. These are tree farmers from one tree to one farmer is going to ship 200 for us. Across the nation, we've got about 700 to 800 tree farmers that are participating. We have a collection jar at our farm here where as people come in, we're a U-cut operation, and people can put donations in there, and they can send money to us or the national, and we in turn will put a tree on the truck for that given family.
And how big do these trees tend to be that you ship all over the world?
We try to use primarily Fraser fir. These are 5 to 6 foot, 7 foot trees. We got to remember most of these service people are in rental property. They don't have a big home to live in. And in most cases, you've got the husband or the wife deployed. And if, you know, the wife can't handle a big tall tree, probably don't even have a saw to cut it off to make it a smaller tree. In some cases, this is the first time they've ever had a tree in their home. So we try to keep them on the small side so it's a little easier for them to handle them.
Well, 5, 6, 7 feet, that's a pretty nice Christmas tree. That's not a little tiny shrub from from a CVS shelf.
Yeah, the average Christmas tree size probably across the country is about 8 foot, okay, that we sell.
So this is then primarily funded through donations from individuals that just want to give.
Yep, donations from people and Christmas tree farmers, probably 50% each way. Locally here in New York, we have a lot of businesses, American Legion, Grange, different organizations help us out every year. And so, it gets bigger and bigger every year. They seem to want to participate.
If someone wanted to donate, they could go to the website, though, and donate there?
Yes. Yep.
Well, we'll put a link to that website right on our site when we post this interview with you.
Very good.
What else do people need to know about the program?
I guess the key thing we're involved in is the first tree I shipped about, say 12 years ago. What they do is a lot of times they'll put the tree in their home and a lot of times they'll put it in the mess hall where everybody can enjoy it. I think the Christmas time is a time of year when I think a lot of soldiers and families get depressed. They're away from home for Christmas, and you hear the Christmas music, and it pulls on your heart a little bit. And I think getting a tree from somebody they don't even know, maybe people are thinking of us, you know, and pull them up a little bit and give them a little enthusiasm for the holidays.
Dick Darling is chairman of Trees for Troops. Thanks so much for joining me.
Okay.
Find a link to how you can donate or volunteer along with this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.